This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the newly constructed passenger terminal building and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the land port in Petrapol on the India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The terminal aims to facilitate international trade and crossings for citizens of both India and Bangladesh. After the event, Mr. Shah will attend a program hosted by the Cooperative Department in Arambagh, Hooghly District in the afternoon. In the evening, he will participate in a party program at the Eastern Zonal Cultural Centre in Salt Lake, Kolkata, before returning to New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today hold the indomitable spirit and hailed the indomitable spirit and courage of all ranks and veterans of the Indian Army on the occasion of Infantry Day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that infantry personnel always stand resolute in the face of any adversity, ensuring the safety and security of the nation. Mr. Modi added that the infantry embodies the essence of strength, valor and duty, inspiring every Indian. Tuesday is the last date of filing of nominations for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Various political parties released the list of their candidates yesterday. BJP has released the second list of 22 candidates for the Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has fielded Devyani Suhas Fernande from Nashik Central. Dr. Milan Ramji Narote will contest from the Gadchiroli seat, and Chainsukh Madanlal Sancheti will fight from the Malkapur Assembly seat. On the other hand, Congress has released another list of 16 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has nominated Sachin Sawant for the Andheri West Assembly seat and Asif Zakaria for the Vandre West Assembly constituency. Election Commission has cautioned political parties and their candidates against making statements that could hurt other sentiments. Jharkhand's additional chief electoral officer, Neha Arora, said that such statements are in violation of the model code of conduct. The move comes after BJP accused Jharkhand minister and Congress leader Irfan Ansari of making derogatory remarks against BJP's tribal woman candidate Sita Soren. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that India will have its own space station by 2035, which will be known as Bharatiya Antariksh Station. He made the announcement at the signing ceremony of MOU between Indian Space Research Organization ISRO and the Department of Biotechnology in New Delhi yesterday. The MOU aims to integrate biotechnology with space technology, heralding a new era of scientific innovation in the country. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will be on a three-day official visit to India beginning today. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be his first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and President Sanchez have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. In squash, India's Akanksha Solanki has clinched the women's singles title at the second International Women's Open of Quiz 2024 in France. Akanksha defeated Yashmita Jagdish Kumar of the USA in a commanding final last night, sweeping the match in straight sets 11-7, 11-7, 11-6. And that is the end of this news bulletin.